Heading back to the moon, that's our destination. I'm Fred Fishkin. NASA has at long last launched the Artemis 1, and joining us from NASA is Chief Scientist and Senior Climate Advisor, Kate Calvin. Hi, Kate.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, this was a spectacular early morning launch at 1:47 a.m. A lot of bleary eyes, I suppose, this morning. Tell us about this launch and what the experience was like.
So this is Artemis 1. So it's the first in a series of missions to explore the moon in preparation for missions to Mars. Artemis 1 is an uncrewed test flight. So we're testing the SLS rocket and the Orion spacecraft. And very early this morning, we got to watch it launch. And if you've ever been to a launch, you don't just watch, you hear and you feel the launch.
What are some of the differences between Artemis and the Apollo missions that I kind of grew up with that first took us to the moon?
So for Apollo, our goal was really to get to the moon. And while we were there, we did bring back some lunar rock samples. And we've learned a lot about the moon and the formation of the Earth-Moon system from those rocks. We've also learned a lot since then about the moon, but we have a lot of questions remaining. And so one of the differences with Artemis is we're using a combination of human and robotic missions to explore the moon and to better to do science there and better understand the formation of the Earth-Moon system. And part of that is going to a different part of the moon. So we're going to go to the South Pole, which has some permanently shadowed regions, and we're really interested in seeing what we can learn there.
Well, tell us more about the whole Artemis program and what the timetable looks like for putting the first woman on the moon.
So we are building our way up. It's a series of missions. Each one is increasingly complex. So this one was an uncrewed mission where we test the rocket and the spacecraft. Up next will be a crewed mission where we'll send astronauts to orbit the moon in Artemis 2. And in Artemis 3, we will land on the moon.
Very exciting. So what are some of the things that excite you most here? I mean, you have a focus to a large extent in your work, I think, on climate.
I am both interested in science and in climate. And so for me, on the science side, within Artemis 1, we have a lot of secondary payloads that are science related. So we have a number of CubeSats, as well as science experiments within the Orion spacecraft. And those are largely focused on radiation. So we're going to learn more about radiation. As you move outside a low Earth orbit, there's more radiation, which has impacts on crew and electronics. And a lot of the science that's done on Artemis 1 will help us with that. We also have some CubeSats that will help us study the moon. But throughout the Artemis program, we're developing technologies and innovations for long-duration spaceflight that also have benefits here on Earth. And I'm really excited about that.
And so we are actually looking beyond the moon with Artemis, right?
It is a series to prepare us for missions to Mars.
So exciting. Where can people go to learn more about this flight as it progresses and the Artemis program?
NASA.gov/Artemis.
Just terrific. Kate Calvin, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Innovation, sustainability, fearless. Those are some of the words that come to mind when I think of GoSun and founder Patrick Sherwin. It's one of those started in a garage stories and continues on with Patrick and his team finding new ways to harness the power of the sun. Solar ovens, coolers, water filtration, solar rechargeable batteries like the beautifully designed Power 550, solar panels, and even portable tables with solar panel tops. GoSun takes on challenges and innovates fearlessly. The GoSun Chillist portable fridge can be used every day in your house or is at home running on battery power at a campsite. Great for transporting groceries over distances too. And it is a company that has been there to help wherever needed. Learn more about the products and the people behind them at GoSun.co.